Joseph's mother, Dr. Barbara Warodsko, said that this year the foundation has awarded some $66,000 to 41 recipients. Those include 11 in Utah and 6 in Park City. After receiving applications earlier this year, an 8-member committee made the selections. Applicants must be a high school or college student, must have dyslexia, dysgraphia, that's difficulty with writing, or dyscalculia, that's difficulty with math, and plan to go into the STEM fields. Dr. Warodsko also told her story in a TED Talk, which she posted in April. She recalled the shock when a school counselor told her that young Joseph was failing.
Joseph was always a slow reader. He struggled with reading. He was slow to speak when he was 2. We had him in speech therapy, and he was always average, and his grades would vary. You know, he had A's and B's in some classes, math, science, he'd be doing great in, English, Spanish, you know, C's and D's. But when we got that phone call, I mean, you're right, to have that conversation with a guidance counselor, and we said, well, we're not educators, we're physicians, but maybe he's got a learning challenge. And they said, oh, no, we would have picked it up.
The condition was not very apparent because Joseph figured out how to compensate.
I said to him, well, Joseph, your grades are all over the place. You know, why do you get A's sometimes or 100 and the next time you fail on an English test? And he laughs and he goes, oh, he said, it's because I cheat, because I can't do the work. You know, I can't do the work. And I said, well, what about math? You're always, you know, your grades are great in math. He goes, oh, math's easy. I don't need to cheat in math. And it was that philosophy to do anything to try to get by. And it's a spectrum. You know, like anything, there's wide ranges in people's ability to compensate and to learn and what they can accomplish.
The family, then based in New York, got a lawyer and was able to obtain accommodations.
And the accommodations were so life-transforming for him. And I see it now with our applicants, too. They're out there fighting for their accommodations in their school systems, in high school and college, throughout the country. And it's just, I have no words. It's crazy that education should be that difficult to obtain for a child who really wants to learn.
Joseph was able to continue to college.
Yes, so he had accommodations, he had books on tape, he had assistive technology, he was language exempt, he didn't have to take a language because Spanish was torturous for him. Now with technology, there's, you know, spell check, GrammarLink. He also had extra time on tests, so he had the ability to ask the teachers to take a test in a separate room and have the extra time. And then he could have tests read to him, which also was another huge transforming accommodation.
Joseph died when he was a junior. His mother said that soon after they came to a decision about how to remember him.
I just didn't want to see people spend a lot of money on flowers that were going to die. That really was my mind thinking at that point. What a waste of money. Joseph would have thought this was such a waste of money. And so we said, well, why don't we start a scholarship? And had no idea that it would grow to what it is now.
Dr. Barbara Warodsko, who said this year's recipients will be honored at an event on August 24th at the Shed at Promontory. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.